神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We recognize that in marriage, there are some principles that will help us to guide us through a happy marriage.
在婚姻里面，我们知道有一些原则可以帮助我们，可以引导我们，让我们过着更好的婚姻。
We went over three principles in another time.
上一次我们已经谈到三个原则。
We spoke about the fact that marriage is more than romance.
我们谈到婚姻不是只有罗曼蒂克的这样的一个理想。
And we realize that this has become a problem in the day in which we live.
那这事实上是这个时代今天我们的问题。
That's why many mothers and grandmothers and families do not understand their young people.
就是这样呢，有很多上一辈的，不管是父母亲或祖父母亲呢，他们没有办法了解这一个时代的年轻人。
Our people today, our young people today are being saturated with these thoughts.
那么今天的年轻人呢，都被这一些想法所包围。
They hear about romance and love and all that goes with it in their songs that they sing today.
不管他们唱歌的时候或其他的事情呢，都被这种罗曼蒂克的这样的一个气氛充满着。
In the films that they watch.
他们看的影带也是一样。
They also get it in the books that they read.
看的书也是一样。
And then with their peers and their friends, this becomes quite a bit of their conversation.
在同辈之间呢，所谈话的内容也是这样。
So they think that in romance, and what they call love, what is really passion, they think about sex, this is what they think of about marriage.
所以想到爱的时候，就会想到这种罗曼蒂克的气氛，或者是呢，这种性方面的这种行为，这是唯一他们所了解的爱。
Then many are greatly disappointed after they get into marriage.
等到他们真的进入婚姻的时候呢，就很大的一种失望。
We also learned that we must leave home in every part and every area of our life.
我们也谈到，我们离开家进入婚姻的时候呢，需要把家里所有的我们里面的一些根基呢，要把它放下来。
Not in just moving out of the house or going even maybe halfway around the world, but we carry so much baggage with us.
他的意思呢，不是说我们就是搬离开我们的家到另外一个角落去住，而是呢，我们心里面有很多从家里带出来的一些包袱。
Traditions, customs, things that just were, this is what we did in our home.
就像家里面的一些传统习惯，我们在家里面很容易做的一些行为。
But we learned that we must examine these, see why, understand if they'll work in our own home now, and then be able to take out those things that will hinder your marriage.
我们要好好的检查、考虑、过滤，是不是这一些会帮助我们的婚姻，还是我从家里面带来的这些行为模式呢，会伤害到我们的婚姻。
We learned that in many ways, marriage is a life of dependency on each other.
我们也讲到，婚姻呢，是彼此的一种很亲密的互相的依赖。
It does not mean that one depends wholly on the other, but that it is a balance that each one has their own responsibilities in their marriages.
这个意思不是说，好像有一方要完全的依赖另外一方，而是彼此的很平均的分配责任。然后呢，彼此的互相依赖。
Now let's go on and look at the fourth principle.
我们接下去再来谈第四个原则。
We don't always get what we expect.
我们所期待的不经常或者是不一定会达到。
You see, we have great expectations in our thinking.
我们常常在我们的想法里面有很高的期待。
Many go into marriage with these expectations.
很多人都带着这种期待进入婚姻。
And suddenly they realize that their expectations are not being met.
突然间就感觉到呢，怎么我的期待呢，一一的落空了。
Maybe because our expectation is really denying reality.
或许你的期待跟现实实在是差太多了。
In other words, we expect more than what that person can deliver.
意思是说呢，你对于对方的期待呢，过于他所能达到的，他的能力所能够的。
Maybe you get very upset because your wife or your husband is always late.
当你的夫妻之间有一个人常常迟到时候呢，你就觉得非常的不舒服。
And you expect them to be on time.
然后你希望他们能够准时。
But the fact is, this is a person that never worried about time and was never on time.
问题是对方呢从来不会在意这个时间没有时间观念而且呢从来不会准时的
And suddenly you're expecting them to be a person that can be on time without it being a habit or something that they value in themselves
你这样子突然间期待他们呢能够准时或者是对时间呢有一种观念但是他们从来以前没有养成这种习惯
It can be just as simple too as in something like your music that you enjoy
比如说呢你在听的音乐很简单的听音乐的事情
You've been used to classical music and you love it
你非常的喜欢那种古典的音乐
But you find out that your spouse, they don't like it
然后你的对方的这个配偶呢一点都不喜欢
And you expected times when you would sit together and listen to this beautiful music
然后你就期待说呢当你们在一起的时候可以一起来欣赏古典音乐
And you just can't understand it and sometimes it can bring arguments on
这样的话你就不理解为什么对方不喜欢然后会带来争执
These reoccurring arguments has a root and many times it is in the sense that we expect too muchOut of our spouse.
这种常常发生的争执呢常常只有一个根源就是呢我们期待对方太多了或太高了。
So you need to look at your expectations and see if they really are realistic.
所以你好好的检查一下你的期待是不是有的地方呢太不合现实。
There are things that maybe together you can learn to do that can satisfy your spouse, but we have to recognize they are an individual.
或许有些东西呢，你们可以一起来学习，一起成长，没有错。但是你也要知道说，对方他是有他个体自己的这种存在的。
So you examine if they're realistic, and you also examine where did this come from? Where did I expect this from?
所以你在检查你的期待的时候呢，你想一想。到底这个期待能不能符合现实对它实不实际还有呢我这个期待从哪里来的
And then you realize, well, it's something I was brought up with or something that I have sort of made a desire, but it's not what they can do for you.
后来你就发现呢或许你发现呢这样的一个期待呢是从自己家里面的这种价值观带来的或者是我自己的意识我里面的那种私欲所引起的。
And then you must say to yourself, is this worth fighting over?
然后你就问自己一个问题，为了这个事情争执值得吗？
So you see, we have to get to the root of our expectation.
所以你要把你自己的这种期待呢，稍微做个检查，解到深入你这个期待的动机去想一想。
A friend of mine who had married a young man, soon learned that he was not particularly intelligent and wanted education.
我有个朋友呢他嫁了一个先生呢发现呢这个先生呢他好像不但恩赐才干不多呢而且也不喜欢念书。
He didn't like to read.
他不喜欢阅读。
I don't think he would have liked to go to lectures or things like that. That just wasn't him.
那对于这种知识上的学习呢他是不太喜欢的。
He was very good with his hands. He could work and fix anything.
但是他的手却很巧他可以做很多事。
But because of her expectation, she began to look down on her husband.
那因为自己对先生的期待呢，她就有轻视对方的那种感觉。
And you see, this is what expectations can do to you.
期待会带来这种误差。
You feel like you're right.
你觉得你是对的。
And because the other person doesn't do that, then you feel that you are better than them.
所以当别人没有办法，对方没有办法满足你的期待的时候，你就觉得你比他高一点。
So you see, actually, you must really evaluate those expectations and then be able to separate them from reality.
所以你需要思考你的期待，而且呢，不跟这个现实稍微比较一下。
Now, I don't think there's anyone that enjoys anger and arguments in their life.
我相信每一个人都不喜欢在你的人生里面常常会碰到生气或者是争执的事情。
Anger really takes its toll on us physically, even mentally and emotionally.
生气不但会影响你的情绪，还会影响你的身体、理性各方面都会受到伤害。
And when we're often angry, people feel like we have little self-control.
当你常常会生气的时候呢，也表现也被发现呢，你是一个没有办法控制自己的人。
But you see, anger really has a purpose.
但是生气是有目的的。
It is an emotion.
是情绪的。
And sometimes this emotion means and sort of is a red light to show us that something is wrong.
所以当你的情绪常常有这种生气的现象的时候，等于是一个红灯，在告诉你有一些地方不对了。
And so it gives us an understanding that these things that the both of us are angry at, there is a reason and we must find the root of this reason.
所以如果你们夫妻两个人呢，有一个事情或有一些事情常让你们生气的话，好好去找一找到底什么让你们生气。
Actually, it should bring us to a crisis point, a point where we really must say we're going to either stop this or we're going to try to find out how to solve it.
那这样的一个关键点呢，也是一个转捩点，也是一个危机的一个时刻。这个关键点呢，是让你停下来，好好的决定到底你要停止，要去避免这个危机，还是你们要好好的面对问题。
That's why our fifth principle is anger isn't always bad.
所以第五个原则就是生气的时候不一定是不好的。
But anger does bring fear.
但是生气会带来害怕。
Fear that maybe we're losing our grip with our spouse.
你会害怕说是不是会失去对方。
Fear that our emotion is dictating to us a response that we really don't feel.
这个生气的时候呢，带来的害怕呢，会让你的这种感觉呢，好像僵硬了。
Because many times in anger, we say things that we wish we had never said. We really don't feel that way.
那在你生气的时候，你常常会口不择言，然后之后你就很后悔为什么说那个话。你看，生气的时候就让你的正常健康的感觉就失去作用了。
Because we lose sight of the reason, the purpose why we're angry, and we begin to hit at the person.
因为生气会导致一个后果，就是呢，我们忘记了为什么我要生气的事情，而只是希望能够自己去伤害到对方。
Maybe this is a problem in your family.
或许你的家庭就有这种问题。
And there are certain reactions that happens when these arguments keep coming up.
那这些反应，这些情况继续发生之后。
There are some people that get quiet and just get away and hide from the problem.
那有的人呢，就会后来就是保持沉默，然后呢，就慢慢的避开这种问题。
Then others may take the offensive and the person is yelling at them and hollering at them, then they begin yelling and hollering at them.
那另外一种反应就是呢，在这种情况常发生的时候呢，就越来越剧烈，甚至呢会对对方有那种嘶喊，然后那种好像催逼的这样的一个气氛出来。
But we really should take the third option, and that's to realize after the emotion's over that we need to get together and find the root of this problem.
第三个反应是最好的反应，那就是呢，在情绪过后呢，好好的两个人来面对问题，看看该怎么解决。
That we take it seriously without being overwhelmed by it.
我们很认真地面对问题，但是不要过分地反应问题。
And then when we can get calm and calm down our fears, then we can insert reason into it and begin to try to understand what is bringing this problem.
当你里面的这种害怕或者是生气已经冷静下来时候呢，开始看清楚到底问题在哪里。
Maybe it's a problem about the children.
或许问题的来源是从孩子来的。
Now the father is one that thinks that he has to be very strict and very stern on the children.
比如说呢，父亲觉得说他叫养孩子应该要很严厉。
He never gives them a smile. He's always telling them what they're doing wrong.
然后呢，他对孩子的对话呢，总是非常连很严肃对他们说呢，哪里错了。
And he truly believes this is the right way to bring his children up because he was brought up this way.
那这个父亲本身他从小以前就是这样子面对他爸爸的，所以他以为呢，这个就是爸爸应该有的态度。
Now the wife feels differently about this.
可是太太的感觉可不一样。
And so it seems like every time this happens, or many times, particularly when the wife is tired, they begin to argue over it.
所以特别是在大家都很累的时候呢，两个人就为了这样的事情呢，开始争执。
This can bring a real strain on your marriage.
那这个对你的婚姻会带来很大的一个压力。
That's why you can say that anger is good because now we're going to sit down and we're going to reason this thing and we're going to see what is the best thing to do.
那就是为什么我说呢，有时候一点生气是啊很好的，因为呢它给你一个信号，说我们应该来讨论这个问题了。
If we were really honest with ourselves, we would have to admit that we seldom feel that we are wrong in conflicts.
如果我们诚实的话，我们就会承认，事实上每一次的冲突呢，我们很难承认自己是错的。
I said this one time, and afterwards a man said to me, that really helped me, because I see that I seldom feel that I'm wrong.
有一次有一个在上课有一个男士呢，就这样跟我说呢，这一点呢很帮助我，因为每一次有冲突的时候，我也是这样，不觉得是自己的错。
We'd like to think that marriage is 50-50.But many times, marriage is 95-5.
很多时候我们把婚姻呢比喻成一半对一半，比例50-50，但是呢，事实上是95-5.
That means we're often and most of the time feel that my spouse is wrong and I am right.
意思是说呢，每一个人都会以自己为对，然后呢，对方是错的。
So you see, actually, we have to look at our problems then, thinking this.It really doesn't matter whose fault it is. We have to find an answer.
所以在面对冲突的时候呢，记得这个原则，就是不管谁对谁错，我们都不要管，但是呢，一定要解决这个问题。
You see, this is what covers marriages today many times. It's your fault. It's your fault. We're always trying to put it on someone else.
这个是今天啊，婚姻的一个外面的很大的一个问题呢，就是呢总是要证明对方错了，总是要证明呢我对。
You see, we're judging each other.
这样的话，我们是在指责对方。
And Jesus told us not to judge each other.
圣经告诉我们不要论断对方。
Because you don't know the motive, you don't know what this person feels in their heart, and many times they say it and don't mean it the way you take it.
不能论断的原因呢，是因为我们不知道对方的动机，也不晓得对方在想什么，所以这样的话。有时候呢我们会论断错了，因为对方或许没有那个意思。
Often there'll be one of the spouses that will say, I didn't mean it that way. They always take me wrong. They don't understand me.
我也曾经听到有人这样说呢，我根本不是那个意思，可是对方为什么常常会误解我是这样的意思呢？
It's not that they don't understand you altogether. It's that they're not listening. Already they've made their own thoughts and they've made their own determination of what this is about. And really they're not hearing you.
这个现象并不是对方不了解你，而是对方自己本身已经有一个自己的那种成见想法了，有一个固定对你的论断想法了，所以呢，他们不想听到你讲的。
So therefore then, if you're going to have to try to find whose fault is it, whose fault is it, you will never solve your problems.
所以如果在这种关节眼上，你们彼此常常要找出谁对谁错的话，那么永远不会解决问题。
Every once in a while, you might think, well, maybe it is my fault.
偶尔呢，也要想一想，是不是自己有错呢？
But even if you say it's my fault,Unless you're willing to change, unless you're willing to understand, nothing will happen.
即使已经承认错误了，如果我们没有诚心要去了解它或者是解决它的话，还是一样不能改善的。
So if you want to keep your marriage growing and a blessing, then begin to realize it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Let's just get it straightened out.
所以如果你要你的这种情况可以改进，可以成长的话，那就把这个谁对谁错先摆开，只是呢来调整跟面对。
This is why communication is one of the great things.In the lives of a marriage.
那就是为什么沟通的这种技巧，这种能力呢，是婚姻里面一个很大的 一个重要的这种方法。
When you can communicate with each other, oh, what a blessing.
当彼此可以真正畅通的沟通的时候，是一个很大的祝福。
So stop trying to place the fault and try to find the solution.
所以不要老是在这个谁错的上面呢、啊、去思考，而是开始转向到底该怎么解决。
So remember principle six is it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
所以第六个原则是不要总是要找出是谁的错，那是没有关系的。
And then I want to speak to you about the seventh principle.
接下去我们谈第七个原则。
It's this fact that you have to keep growing.Your marriage depends on it.
这个婚姻本身呢是要成长的。
You know, when you're young and you marry, or when you do get married, you are a person that is developing in yourself.
当你小的时候，你在成为一个大人之间呢，你自己有一个自我的成长。
And the other person is developing in themselves.
那对方在他的成长过程中也是一样自己成长。
Now the two of you have to take this developing, and this growing system in you and be able to place it in the proper place in your marriage.
那这样的话呢，接下去的两个人的个别成长呢，要在一个很适当的一个位置上面呢一起成长。
But many times the problem is that some mature faster than their mate.
问题是呢，有时候一方会成长得比较快，而对方比较慢。
And this can bring real conflict.
这个也会带来冲突。
So you must understand that if your mate is slower in growing in some areas, that is your area to try to help them and understand them.
所以你要了解，如果对方有一个方面呢，成长得比较慢的话，那是需要你帮助。跟接纳了解的时候
Fussing with them and putting them down is not the answer.
只跟他们有一些挫败感或者是争执或者是轻视他们呢对你一点都没有好处。
Now in a marriage, for really true growth to really take hold, then we have to have the ability to trust one another.
当你要持守住你的婚姻的时候你要有那种信任对方的能力。
You see, trust develops a person.
因为信任可以帮助一个人建立一个人成长。
Even in your children.
即使儿女也是一样。
When they know you trust them, they begin to mature to meet up with that trust.
当你真正的去信任他们的时候呢，他们就在你的信任上面呢开始长大。
That's why sometimes children give up, because parents don't trust them.
当父母亲对儿女不信任的时候呢，儿女自己本身，孩子自己本身也会放弃自己的。
I know many times we must earn that trust, but trust is one of the elements, one of the foundations of a maturing marriage.
我知道这种信任有时候也要有一些表现来赢得对方的信任，但是呢这种信任实在是一个人成长的要素。
So as you begin to notice areas that they're not growing in and they're not growing as fast as you wish they would, then you're the one that trusts them and you're the one that they trust. And in their trust to you, they listen more to you.
当你看到对方有某一方面他们好像不太能够成长的话，那么你就要多一点的信任，就是对他们未来的信任。就这样呢，他们也会反过来信任你，那越信任你，他们就越会听你的话。
So you see, they recognize that you love them. You're not trying to put them down. You're not trying to make fun of them. You're alongside helping them to mature in the areas they need it.
因为对方会感受到你是真正的爱他们、关心他们、信任他们，而不是轻看他们、取笑他们。这样的话就给他们一些支持，帮助他们成长。
When your mate feels safe in this kind of a relationship, then they will more easily go with you and try to do better than they are.
当你的配偶对你有这种感觉，有那种安全感的时候呢，就更容易的，他可以听你的，往你要他们往的方向去。
So you want to develop.You want your marriage to become a mature marriage, and this cannot happen just by happening. It is something that you must guide and you must work.
如果你希望你的婚姻达到你的理想的话，那么这不是一天就可以促成的，你必须要好好的努力，好好的耕耘，好好的引导，然后呢，就会达到你的理想。
You see, marriage is not just a status. We just don't say, well, I'm married.
婚姻呢，不是说我结婚了，就这样子而已。
Marriage is our chief occupation.
婚姻是有成就性的工作。
We have to think about our marriage.
我们要想一想。
What is happening between my spouse and myself?
到底在我跟我的对方伴侣之间呢，怎么回事？
Are we becoming emotionally distant?
我们是在情绪上越来越远呢?
Is our arguments becoming uncontrollable and out of proportion?
是不是我们的争执呢,到一个地步呢,变成好像越来越激烈,而且呢,不能彼此来控制?
If so, what should I do about it?
那怎么办呢?
Am I experiencing joy and pleasure in being together?
我们两个在一起有没有那种享受,然后很高兴的这种感觉呢?
You see, marriage requires periodically...evaluating our marriage.
所以婚姻本身呢是要常常在某一段之后呢常常去评价我们的婚姻的。
This is what you do at your job.
那就是你的工作上需要做的一种评价。
That's why I say that marriage is our chief job, our chief occupation.
所以我才说呢就像你在做你的工作一样你要做一点评价。
But we can't stop at just evaluating it.
但是呢你不是只有在那边评价之后呢就不做了。
We might become very discouraged.
因为你一评价之后呢你自己可能会很灰心。
Then we have to make adjustments in our marriage.
接下去你评价之后你要做一点调整。
See, we have to be willing to make those adjustments.
你要自己本身要愿意来做这种调整。
Maybe you begin to see that the two of you are getting further and further apart emotionally.
或许你开始看到彼此那种情绪呢越来越疏远。
Hopefully you're able to talk about that with your spouse.
那你要找一个时间跟对方好好的谈一谈。
And then both of you say, okay, we must stop and take time with each other.
所以这两个人决定说我们现在需要多一点时间一起来相处。
And so you begin to draw closer again.
所以你们就彼此呢再靠近一点。
So you must really be able then to adjust to these problems that you see.
所以你们就一起来调整彼此的问题。
Marriage has to be protected.
婚姻是要被保护的。
Actually, marriage has some limits to it.
因为婚姻本身有它的规范，有它的限制。
Things that we have to avoid, boundaries that we have to set up.
那有一些需要避免的，你要需要设立你的规范。
I don't allow myself to look at the opposite sex with desire.
比如说呢，我不能容许我自己呢，用一种心里面的想法去看那种异性。
I care about my spouse's physical and seeing they're weak and I must try to help them.
当我的伴侣他的身体上、生理上呢，比较弱的时候，我一定要伸出援手帮助他。
So as you make your boundaries, as you make your limitations in marriage, keep this in mind and protect your marriage.
所以为自己的婚姻设下好像一个围墙、一个规范一样，然后好好的用心来保护你自己的婚姻。
Now, I don't mean like my friend. I had a friend that used to protect her marriage.
那我有一个朋友呢，他常常会保护他的婚姻。我的意思不是那种保护。
Her husband at different periods of their life was unfaithful.
那他的先生在有一段时间呢，对他不忠诚。
They lived in a fairly small community.
那他们住在一个很小的一个社区。
And she always seemed to find out who the other woman was.
所以呢，他就很容易知道说他的先生跟哪一个啊妇女有染。
So she used to carry an electric wire, electric cord in her purse.
所以呢，这个太太呢，就常常呢，带着一条电线。
And when she saw that another woman was getting friendly with her husband, she would go to them, and they became very fearful of her. For she would threaten to beat them with that electric wire.
所以这样子呢，每一次呢，她的先生跟谁在一起的时候呢，那这个太太就会追上去，然后用那一条电线来啊，鞭打对方，所以让啊那些人都非常的害怕。
Now, I would not recommend that at all.
我不是在推荐这种方法。
But we protect our marriage by the way we act, the way we try to keep it together, the boundaries that we set for each other.
我说的保护是要好好的两个人一起设下一些原则或者是规范来保护两个人的关系跟婚姻。
Marriage can be beautiful.
婚姻可以成为很美的。
Ordained by God.
是神所设立的。
And he, with you asking him, can give you strength and wisdom in your marriage.
如果你向他祈求，他会给你婚姻的能力，还有婚姻的智慧。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。